Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Lawmakers are working with nonprofit and community leaders to get inactive Tennessee voters to the polls before they're dropped from the voter rolls. Under state law, voters who don't cast a ballot for up to 4 years are labeled inactive. If the voter takes no action for another 2 federal election cycles, or 4 years, they are removed from the voting rolls. Channel 2 reports that State Representative Justin Pearson helped launch Activate TN in April. The initiative's purpose is to inform inactive voters of their status and encourage them to vote in the August primaries so they don't be purged. Tennessee has long struggled with voter turnout, having the worst voter turnout in the country in 2022. There are currently 740,000 voting voters in the state. George Will is the embodiment of a multifaceted human. He was adopted and raised by people who used drugs, was a Christian gospel singer, and then a real estate lawyer. Then he came out to his wife, resulting in years of unsuccessful conversion therapy. He joined our midday talk show, This Is Nashville, for season 2 of Next Week. That's a series about growing older in the 21st century. He shared how he navigated his coming out journey in the second half of life and how it ultimately led the second person of his life in 2 kids.
Forgiveness, growth, integration, working through things myself and ex-wife work with employees and kids work with employees, all these work with things together.
The full episode is at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The growing number of people moving to Middle Tennessee is putting a strain on fire departments in the region. The Murfreesboro Fire Department, for example, says their department is now one of the busiest in the state, joining Memphis and Nashville and surpassing other larger cities such as Knoxville and Chattanooga. Murfreesboro Fire Chief Mark McCluskey says his department responded to more than 2,000 calls last month. He says the majority were medical emergencies. Murfreesboro City Council members recently increased salaries in an attempt to retain first responders.